It's the Not Now Podcast, Not Now Podcast. It's the nitty, not nitty doo dot do do dow pod. It's not now, now is then, but never then. You never know when. Don't be a hen, don't cluck cluck buck. It's the Not Now Podcast. Podcast.
Welcome to Not Now Podcast. I'm Kyle, and I'm here with
Bran.
So, we are here today. It's a Friday, as you know, and we are going to be going over
our donation.
Oh. Yeah, oh, our donation.
We got a generous donation yet to be received.
But it's in the mail, from my understanding.
Yeah, from a devoted fan who is also a runner-up in the regional championships for tetherball. Jabug. Yeah,
really close.
Really close.
Almost got there, buddy.
Yep. Next year, well.
Never again. Because yeah, of that, that traumatic injury took you off the courts.
Yep. Is it played on courts?
It's played in like a circle at least. Yeah. They had a bunch. There was so much action. It was really hard to
The 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Yeah. It was his opponent. Oh, man. Talk about an unfair matchup.
Yep.
But, yeah.
In the end, I blame poor training and diet.
And diet. Yeah, that gorilla should have only been like 300 pounds at least.
I meant for Jack.
Oh, man.
Too much whack-a-mole, if you know what I'm saying. Thumb sprain.
That's what causes the thumb sprain. It was a thumb cramp.
Oh, it's all blurring together.
Yeah. All right. Well, today we are rolling into a desert island game situations.
Yeah, where we played. Who would you do?
Yeah. You know, time killing things when you're on a desert island and there is nothing to do for the
or
rest
anyone to do.
Until you starve to death or die of dehydration, depending on how many supplies. I mean, you could be like trying to gather resources and build yourself a sustainable ecosystem on the desert island, but instead, best to kill time.
Yep. Otherwise, you go mad.
Yeah.
Yep. So, the other topic that we're talking about is car salesmen.
Ooh.
So we could do skits with that. We could just talk about car salesmen.
Tim. Drake. Lisa, saleswoman still.
Oh yeah, we should have said salesperson.
Car salesperson. Dealer reps.
No, because reps do different things.
Yeah, that's true.
They're reputable. They have reputations. They really rep.
They stick to the high road. Is the
They don't sell.
Yeah.
They rep.
Yeah. That's there's an amount of pride that comes with that title.
Yeah, like a reptile.
Yeah.
Scaly.
Scaly. Scaly it up to the next level. Yeah, so those are our two topics. What kind of coin are we flipping today, Brian?
So I have selected, meticulously gone through, even though my thumb is injured.
Unrelated. it was me the whole time. I was that gorilla. I won.
I got better.
I got better.
So on the back of this coin, there is a palm tree.
Ooh. Okay. Is it a palm tree? Or is it fireworks again?
What the fuck does this mean? Whatever. It's a palm tree. This time, for the sake of argument, it is a palm tree. So that would obviously represent Desert Island.
Yeah.
And this is actually from... Oh, what? Oh, now I'm rethinking my choices.
Oh.
Well, either way.
Too late for that.
On the front side of the coin... It reads, at least to me, as like Baron.
Oh.
Which is B-A-H-R-A-I-N. Bahrain. I don't know how you...
Baron? Yeah, that's got to be Baron.
Yeah, which could also be a desert. But it's got these symbols on top of it, which is obviously that language. And this actually directly translates to car salesman. So.
Oh. Can I see that coin for a second? It just says Baron.
Yep.
And then symbols.
Yep. I'm sure the symbols mean car salesman. I'm a positive 100%. And on the back, it's some backwards numbers and like the letter A without a crossbar or an upside down V.
Baron. Yeah, that's definitely car salesman. Because that is the symbol for a car, and then the next one is the symbol for salesperson, or man in this case.
Yeah, they only let men sell cars in that country.
Yeah. Yeah, the ladies sell the palm trees. They got a divide and conquer there.
Yes, divide and conquer the trees. Well...
Well, keep the trees intact.
Well, cut them all down. I'm tired of all this shade.
Yeah. Did they provide much shade?
Palm trees?
Yeah.
They provide some shade. I mean, everything provides shade, except for translucent things.
True. But even those, even those somewhat shade.
Yeah, shade from UV ray.
UV ray.
Yeah. Pass me that UV ray.
Quick to the UV ray. Is that any better?
I don't know.
I don't know. It could be. Not to me, but someone probably.
Out there found that second one more pleasant, I'm sure.
If you found the second one more pleasant, email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. All of this is improv, by the way.
Oh, yeah, all of it. None is
rehearsed.
There, that proves it. Also not edited.
You want proof? Buffuffle.
Look it up. Okay, let's flip this fucking coin. My head's hurting. All
right.
Thinking about all these possibilities. Time to narrow the gap.
Okay.
Oh, we got car salesman.
Ooh, car salesman.
Yep.
Oh man, that's really gonna make for a really interesting lineup next season.
Yep, 2 out of 3 says car salesman.
Man, isn't it weird how that happens like every time?
I know. I try and cheat the system, and as hard as I try, I just can't win that regional championship.
Yeah, nothing you can do about it. Time to put it in your satchel.
In my satchel. This satchel's got a zipper and a mesh because I'm risque.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. And safe for security.
Yep, the other one's just got a rope.
You got to tug on it to make sure it's a rope.
I couldn't decide whether to call it a string.
Or twine, or yarn.
Fuck it, it's rope.
Thin rope.
It's braided, okay?
I guess that qualifies as rope. Although yarn is also braided.
Sure, sure, sure. That's baby rope. Hasn't grown in yet.
Yeah, still growing there, trying to spin itself together. But
car salesman. All right.
So, how do you want to approach this first?
You want to start with skits. I mean, on some level, I do work with car salesmen, so I have some bones to pick.
I don't really have any stories relating to car salesmen. I have
never bought a car from anyone.
Not a salesman.
Well, they're still selling it.
Not really.
This really nice lady, her name was Judy. Kept offering me hard candies.
Yeah. Yeah, really insisted on them. And then I felt all loopy after I ate one. Next thing I know, I had a car.
For whatever reason, my shirt was in the back seat. But what are you going to do? Free car, I think.
I think. Maybe.
I must have paid for it somehow. Who knows?
Best not to question these things.
All repressed memories.
Thanks, Judy. How about that gift voucher?
Shout out.
Oh, man. Okay, so do you want to be buying a car first? Or?
Yeah, I'll buy the car. I'll you start with it, unless you want to start buying the car.
It's a good point. Good time to bring up. I don't feel like I'm super knowledgeable about cars.
That's okay. All right, you look for a car. You just be strolling.
All right, I'm strolling.
Hey, what can I do for you there? It looks like you're interested in getting a new SUV, uh-huh?
Hey, yeah. I was trying to check out a couple SUVs, and I don't know. I guess I'm not really sure what I'm looking for.
Oh, so you're... Well, let me ask you a couple questions and get to know you better. My name's Ron, by the way.
Hi, Ron. My name is Todd.
Hi, Todd. So, yeah, like we went over already, my name's Ron. And I am going to be helping you today. I just want you to remember that name, Ron. Okay. Ron. In case you know, you leave, you're not sure, you're satisfied, you come back, someone else helps you, just remember that you dealt with Ron first, all right?
Or your name tag says Fred.
Yeah, I'm Ron today, buddy. All right, okay. America, it's a free country.
Fair enough.
Listen, I got plenty of cars to run you over.
All right, thank you, Ron.
Just remember me. So. That work?
Yeah, that was... Coming in loud and clear, Ron.
Awesome. All right. So, what is your commute like? Do you work? You work, Todd?
Yeah, I work from home.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, do you go out a lot? You drive places? You go on road trips?
Occasionally, I leave the house.
All right. Well, let me pitch this to you, Todd. You tell me if I'm going in a direction you don't like. All right. So, we have a lot of these nice new 2,700 quad liter double
quart. I don't like it. It's complicated.
Okay. All right. Well, then, please. How about this? We've got some nice hybrids.
Okay.
And those are very fuel efficient for your non-commute. So you're gonna save a ton of money in gas. You'll probably have to fuel up once
saving
a year.
Saving money sounds good.
Yeah. They're also economical price wise. We have some great payment plans.
Okay.
But what I was gonna say is you might be interested in a used car. If you don't think you get that value out of a new car because you don't drive a lot, maybe you'd be interested in a used car, something that feels lived in, homey, like your home.
I like my home.
Yeah. Do you want to look at some used cars?
I kind of want to go home.
All right. Well, it looks like you just got a ride here. Why don't you get a lift? Why don't we give you a lift?
Okay.
Yeah. If you wanted to ride home in any car, Todd, what car would it be?
If I wanted to ride,
we got
a helicopter.
No, it's got to be a car. Okay. Todd. Good try.
A Hummer.
A Hummer? Hummer 1, Hummer 2. Hummer 3, Hummer 4.
Hummer 4?
Great choice. That's a hybrid Hummer.
Okay.
So, we'll hop in here. Oh, and sorry, you want to test drive it? I've got all these keys. These things are here for test drives.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so just real quick, I need you to sign off on this waiver, just in case there's any incident with the car. It covers you for liability.
Oh, of course, of course. Yeah.
Okay, just sign right
Whatever
there.
Whatever gets me home.
Yep, initial here.
Okay.
And I hope you enjoy your new Hummer 4.
I don't think I can afford that.
Oh, it's okay. You already signed it over, so we'll send you the payment plan paperwork. You can figure it out however you have to. Of course, if you default on a payment, we have a lien on your house.
Ron,
the home that you love so
Ron,
much.
Ron.
Yeah.
Is there somebody I can email about this and possibly, as you said, you were going to give me a lift.
Yeah, and I got you a car. You signed off on it. It's just a lease.
Is it a slang?
Nope.
Is it a... I don't... Ron.
What? Come on, talk to me, buddy.
Ron, this is not
okay,
fair.
Wait, hold that thought. I see a couple walking in the lot. Okay, I'm just going to help them out. I'll be right back, Todd.
Wait,
I'll be
Ron.
Right back.
Hey, Ron, it's not fair.
Hey, you guys interested in a car?
It's not fair, Ron.
It's not fair, Ron. I like Todd as a future character. I want to go home. I like my home.
What is your name? I'm Ron today. It's free country. I got tons of cars I could run you over with.
Remember me.
Remember me. It's so stressed on remembering you.
Yeah, that's how you get commission. That's like how you make your money.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's a good point. Thank you. I was trying to work out into my character as well.
Unless you're the owner. It's like a buy here, pay here, in which case every sales commission.
Like a small cars dealership.
Yeah. Or like an auto mall.
Well, yeah, I guess somebody has to own a company at some point.
Yeah.
All right.
See, I don't know about this one.
I couldn't help you, help but notice you muttering yourself. No, I couldn't help but notice that you were muttering to yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mutter and I putter around, kind of like my last car, I had to get that take it to the shop, and they told me it was basically useless, but hoping I can get a good trade-in value, you know?
Yeah, well, we specialize in fixing up useless cars to make sure that those have good trade-in value for whatever you're looking to get on the road.
You're going to fix it up first and then trade it in for me?
Yeah.
I'd rather just trade it.
Okay.
I'd rather just trade it in.
Yep. We'll fix it up, sell it back to somebody else.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in.
That's the Dave's bargain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My name is Dave Bargain. I bargain about a lot of things.
Oh, and this is your
Dave's
bumper
bargain.
To bumper bargain plus?
Hut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hut. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
bumper to bumper bargain hut.
Yeah. Yeah. We bump those bumpers together and bargain your hut down. So, well, come on down to Dave's. Dave Bargains.
I'm here. Dave. I'm sorry. I know you probably like...
Well, I was just a customer testimonial. You know, I was just gearing up, so I'm always in that mode.
I appreciate that, Dave. I like a man who's not afraid of the spotlight.
I love the limelight, Dave Bargains.
You can't even get through it.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Joshua.
So what kind of car are you? All
right. Pull it together, Dave.
Dave Bargains.
My grandfather was Bilbo Bargain.
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
Oh man.
All right.
First time you've had a meltdown in an episode.
I know, it's been a while. I'm Dave Bargains, Joshua. I'm so glad to make your acquaintance. Now, what kind of car are you looking for today?
I'm looking for something in my price range, you know, something that's not going to hold me over the
nothing
table.
Nothing that's going to... Well, but you've come down to the bargain hut, home of Dave Bargains. So, I'm glad that you are looking for a deal. Because if there's one thing about doing... It's bargains.
Well, you know, Dave, I'm really interested in something that's, like I said, a good deal, not necessarily a bargain barrel, more like a hut, which is I guess why I'm here, but you know, something that's safe for the kids that I might have someday.
Exactly.
And something that's also, you know, sexy for the wife I might also have someday.
Well,
I like to pick up a girl.
I have just the car for you. It's the Nissan Pathfinder.
Hmm.
See, because you're talking about all the stuff that you'll do in the future, path will be found with this car. Yeah, Buy it.
But it's I don't know. I like something that sits a little bit lower.
A little bit lower.
Yeah.
Boom. Let me flatten those tires out for you. You're looking about 2 inches lower right there.
What's the cost savings?
The cost savings is free. I will flatten them out myself because I am a bargainer. And if you pay full price, I will flatten those tires for you myself.
What else you got, Dave? I'm something a little different. I don't really want to roll on rim, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not the super low profile, but... Low enough that you can get low.
I'm thinking something with,
your,
you know...
Your kids can get in.
Good
your,
gas mileage.
Your future grandma can get
minimal
in.
Minimal horsepower, automatic. You know, I definitely want one of those no-lip gas tanks. I want it to pop out and be seamless. That's really a driving point for me. I really want the car to have a seamless gas tank.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Like, it doesn't have the... You know how they have the little finger lip that you can stick your finger in? I want the one that just you push
it. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's
out.
Standard on all cars nowadays.
Really?
No, but it is at Dave Bargains. Bargain bumper to bumper bargain hut.
And I kind of want the car to be like gray.
Gray.
But like a dark gray, like gunmetal gray.
Gloss? What are you looking for? Gloss?
Show me both and then I'll decide. Yeah.
Metallic?
Do you do free paint jobs?
No, but we do have a large selection of colors.
Oh, okay. Of what?
Of cars. Isn't that what you're here for?
Yeah, I want to see some cars. You show me a Pathfinder, flatten the tires.
I haven't flattened those yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was a will do, but we'll keep that on the back burner for you, Joshua.
Yeah.
Joshua, that's who you are.
Yeah, Dave.
Thanks. Dave Bargains, don't forget it.
I won't.
Bargain Hut, you can't forget it. So we're gonna take a look at the Nissan Viewfinder.
Do you only have Nissans here?
No, we
Why do you keep saying SUVs? I said I wanted to lope.
sedan finder.
How about a Cadillac? You got any Cadillacs?
Yeah, we have the Cadillac Jones model that just came out last year.
Oh, I thought this was a used car lot, like bargains.
Yeah.
Last year is pretty recent.
Yeah. I mean, when you release a car, it's like 2019 and 2018, so it's kind of 2 years old, but it came out last year.
Oh, I see. Okay, this looks nice. Year. Is that leather interior?
Yeah, it's gray, just like you said. Gray inside, gray outside, gray cream paint job.
Yeah, I see that. What's the fuel economy on this?
This is a Cadillac, so the fuel economy is going to be through the roof.
All right. Do you have anything that's a little bit more economical?
Efficient. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I got a scooter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Are you looking for it? Yeah. I mean, not exactly probably, the kids, but definitely.
You could probably put one of those, like, you know, red wagons on the back that can ride around.
You know, we do have some sidecars not in stock, but I can bargain them from the dealer for you, like the manufacturer.
Why don't I just take that punch buggy over there, that Beetle?
The gray one?
Yeah, is that one for sale?
That's my car, but yes.
Wow, you do know how to bargain.
Just give me a minute to get my stuff out of it. I'll sell that right out to you.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to leave the steering cozy, the steering wheel cozy. I want that. Sure.
Yeah, the fuzzy one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I love it. It works well for my hands. Hey, I'll get a new one.
What flavor is that Gatorade in there?
That Gatorade? It's purple. I don't know. I go by
that's
color.
That's my favorite color.
I thought, do you want a purple bug? We have one of those. No, it's not mine.
I want the Gatorade.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Throw that in.
Awesome.
I did have breakfast with it, so it was a little bit of backwash, most likely.
What was your breakfast?
Toast.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, as long as you're cool with that.
Yep.
All right. So we'll just ring you up at the register there. Go the register. This is all cash, by the way. You're going to have to talk to Becky.
Yeah, Becky sounds nice.
Yeah, not Dave Bargains, but nice seeing you, Joshua. I'm glad we could make a deal.
Yeah, good seeing you, Don.
Dave!
Hey, Becky. I'm Joshua.
Oh, hi. Yeah, what's up?
I'm here to buy Dave's car.
Oh, Dave sold his own car again.
Yeah. Yeah, he even threw in the steering cozy and the purple Gatorade for free.
Oh, he is just a bargainer. He can't help himself.
Yeah. So, anyways, he told me that the trade-in value on my car was about $4,000, and so he was going to sell this to me for $2,000, so I think you guys got to give me a little bit of money here.
I don't think that sounds right.
Oh, that's what Dave said. He's you know, he's great with bargains.
He is great with bargains, yeah, but this is not a great bargain.
But you know what he told me is he was like, you guys are actually looking for some commercials to be done, and I'm actually in the TV business. I have some really high-grade cameras, makeup. We'll make you look like a star, Becky. And you'll be on Dave's arm just like, you know, I'm sure.
I'm not related to him.
No, but I mean, you'll be in the commercial. You're his right-hand gal. You know, you guys really sell the look of this place. Bargain.
It's more of a hut, but let me call Dave in here.
Sure.
Sure. All right. Hey, Joshua, Becky, what's up? I just got your page on my beeper. However that works.
So I was just talking to Joshua here.
About our deal. Yeah,
That you made a bargain and we owe him $2,000 and that we're going to be on a TV commercial.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I agreed to sell you that car, and I agreed to take your car that needs work done to it.
Yep.
But we never settled on any sort of price.
I could have swore, I thought Dave bargained at the bargain. No, high, Dave, bumper to bumper bargains, man of his word.
It's not Dave bargains, bumper to bumper, demand hut.
Well, the Yelp reviews said that you were great.
How about this? I will give you $500 for your worthless car.
Okay.
Okay. My new bug.
It's not new.
New-ish.
You were driving it this morning.
New-ish. New-ish.
There's crumbs in the seat.
Okay. Crumbs, toast, and the Gatorade that you wanted, and the fuzzy wheel.
Yes.
That's going to run you $8,000. Now, if you want to do some TV, like, commercial bartering. Yeah. We can work that out. Sure. What kind of stations will I be running on? Is it local only, or I'm going to be on some sort of cable provider networks?
So basically, we can have you running on station one because that's always fuzz. The commercial will be aired.
Is it commercial or like one of those like 2 hour long infomercial segments where I'm going on a tour through all my cars?
Well, the commercial is for the chain of one. The 2 hour infomercial is going to run on the HSN. And we have some connections there with some producers, and I think it's going to be great. The only thing is you need to make sure you can fill 2 hours of material because they don't recycle.
Okay.
It's not a loop.
Look at the lot. I got a lot of filler.
Yeah, awesome. So, standard time on HSN is pretty expensive, but I think if you want to do the 2 hour ad, then that'll probably set you back about $12,000. But I can fit you in for a standard like 20 minute segment for about $6,000.
20 minute segment, $6,000. How long does that run?
20 minutes.
Duration. You said regular 20 minute segment.
20 minutes.
So one airtime of 20 minutes. Only to ever be aired once.
Oh, sorry. You're talking about scheduling week-wise. Yeah. Yes. So that'll run twice a week for 4 weeks.
Okay.
And then after a relief period, you want to re-up for the, the extra $6,000.
Do I get to choose like President's Day? Could I do winter sales event? Random. It's a random.
Yeah.
Okay. Random sales event. Love it.
I love it.
Brilliant idea. Thank you, Joshua.
No, you run the sale. Like if you're doing a deal, like, on your bargains.
Yeah, the random sales event. No. Because it's not tied to anything. It's just random sales event.
It's for 4 weeks. Everybody will love it. It's a 4 week span. Twice a week for 4 weeks.
Yeah, an event. What are you not getting about this, Joshua? Can I have an event or not?
Yes, you can have whatever you want, Dave. All right.
Okay, so how much is that running me?
That was $6,000. $500 for my car.
You owe me $1,500. Yes. Perfect. And you get the koozie, the toast, backwash, and the Gatorade that's purple. Sign it off with Becky. I'm out.
Man, that Dave, he knows how to bargain up the right tree, I'll tell you what.
Random sales event, revolutionizing the industry.
Thanks, Becky, who sounds like Dave.
I was still here. Well, sign off comments. I was just talking to myself. I'm just flabbergasted.
All right, well, thanks for the help, guys.
All right. Thanks, Joshua. You owe me money still.
You
threw it at me. Gotcha. Yep. I'll collect it.
And I drive away in my bug.
My former bug.
Happy as a clam because I don't work for any kind of television agency.
You signed it. I got a contract.
No, you got my sale for $1,500.
Yeah, I got a contract. I said sign it up with Becky.
And then you said I'm out, and then you're still there.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough. All right, you caught Dave bargains in his pipe dream of getting on TV.
Random sales event. I love it.
I can't believe I lost it that bad just because of Dave bargains.
Bumper to bumper bargain hot was the thing that fucking killed you, and your name is Dave Bargain. Bumper to bumper bargain. I'm Dave Bargain. Bumper to bumper bargain. Like, started your commercial spiel. I love being in the limelight.
Come on down.
To Dave's bumper to bumper bargains. I'm Dave Bargain. Home of the bumper bumper hut.
Man, if anybody says I wouldn't make a great car salesman, probably an accurate opinion of me.
I am coming.
Bumper to bumper parking lot. Come on down.
Right next to the Pizza Hut.
Don't call them pizza bargains. Because they have strict pricing. Random sales event. Do you want to talk about sales? Well, we got... Do you want to squeeze in more scenes?
Sure.
Honey, where are you? Where'd you go?
Hey, how can I help you, sir? You looking for your wife?
Yes, yeah.
Or honey, you just hungry.
I am both, which is why I'm looking for her. I need to get out of here. But we are in desperate need of a car.
Oh, desperate, you say? How desperate? Like 50,000? Like,
do you see that odd-shaped hunk of metal on the side of the road that's kind of crumpled?
Yep. I can see it
around
your
smoking. Around your business sign.
Yeah.
Yes, that's my former car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Crashed you right in here, huh?
Yeah, I was just
desperate. You came to the right place. Came to the right place because we're selling exactly what you need.
Time machine.
Nope. Selling just cars, so and we actually have a local, you know, we try to, part of the Better Business Bureau here is we invite, you know, home, like out of home run businesses that are trying to get their feet off the ground.
Home run businesses. No, like Grand Slam.
No, you know, somebody who lives in their house who's running the business out of their home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so this is actually Susie Beekeepers. That's what she calls her company. Susie's Beekeeper. And
are there going to be bees in my car?
No. She brought some samples of her homemade wildflower honey.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
God.
So, I mean,
you are a life. What do I owe my life to? What is your name? What's your name? What is it?
Well, if you can look at my name tag here, it clearly states.
Oh, Trevor.
No.
Oh.
You must be dyslexic.
No. I'm Trevor.
Sorry.
I thought we had the same name.
Nope. Everett.
Everett. Oh, yes. Nice to meet you, Trevor. Yeah. Everett, sorry.
That's fine, Trevor. I get it all the time.
Yeah, me too. I do it all the time, so that's fine.
Wait, I'm trying to think right now how many letters are shared between Everett and Trevor.
It's pretty close, I think. We're like long lost cousins or something.
Yeah, and you know, just last week I crashed my honey into a car.
Wow.
Pretty similar.
Yeah, very similar. Were you at a honey company? At the moment?
No.
Of impact?
No, I just got upset and this guy honked at me and I just threw my honey at him.
Oh, man. That must have been really satisfying, though, to see him like try and turn on the windshield wipers and it's just smearing honey across.
Yeah.
Causing car accidents, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that'll happen, Everett. So.
So, I mean, you want to get some honey first?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I like to lick my fingers while I... finger cars, you know, so let's get sticky, brother.
All right. So you got your honey. What kind of car are you looking to finger today?
I was thinking something
luxury, standard,
fast.
All right.
Fast car.
So what we got right here, is actually a Volkswagen Jetta.
Ah.
But it's been souped up like in those
like
street
the drift
movies.
Models.
Yeah, and it's completely economical. So not only does it have 0 to 60 in under 0.12 seconds, it also runs half on diesel.
Wow.
Half honey. So honey diesel mixture.
B-brid.
Yes, it's a B-brid. Very good. Man, I got to coin that. Thanks, Trevor.
Yeah, no problem, Everett.
So, yeah, we've got that if you're interested.
Very. How big are the finger holes?
Finger holes are
glove
large.
Compartments. Yeah.
Very, very big finger holes and glove compartments. The glove compartment can fit about 2 hives.
Yeah, man. That's stacks.
And the finger holes can fit about, probably
5?
15 larvae.
Wow. that's pretty adequate.
Yeah.
Butt warmers? Thing got butt warmers?
It has hive warmers.
Oh.
Beehive. Like your behind.
Oh, warm your behind. Everett, you're too quick for me. Not like this car, though. This is just my pace. So, Volkswagen Jetta.
Yeah.
How much is this going to set me back?
Well, you know, this has a sticker price of $30,000 just because of the...
$30,000.
Yeah. But... I think I could give you, considering the circumstances, you crashed on my property. I really want to avoid a lawsuit because I was told just last week that those LED neon lights on the sign were distracting and also partially blinding.
Yeah, it's also kind of coming out into the middle of the road a little bit.
Yeah. And we got talked to that about that by the state. DOT came down and they said that's not sanctioned or whatever. And, they kind of served me. But if you're willing to overlook a lawsuit, I can give you a great friend price of $10,500.
Yes. 100 times yes.
All right. Thank you, Trevor. Well, I mean, I just appreciate your business. Yeah, it's
Everett,
nice to meet
this
someone.
Is a great deal. I am so glad I got your best friend price and I got the finger holes and sticky honey. All of it's good.
Yeah, I mean, we just gotta find your wife here, and you know.
That way she can. I think she was.
Unless you need her to co-sign or if you're all set.
Oh, would you look at that? She's passed out in the car. Wow. That was a hard hit. And
good thing she was wearing her seatbelt, right?
Yeah. Good thing I had those. I didn't replace my airbags with honey yet. I was thinking about that, but not yet.
All right. Well, why don't we come inside, lug your wife on in here?
Oh, she'll sleep it off.
Oh, okay, perfect. Well, and we'll just run your credit, and unless you want to pay in full, I mean, either way's fine with us.
Oh,
I don't know what kind of money you buzz around with these days.
But... I buzz around with $500 in cash.
Okay. What do you want to do for a down payment?
$500 in cash.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, we can do that. So, let me just set you up here. All right. And we actually have a special going on with the DMV. You know, we have a connection. We can actually run a vanity plate if you'd like right now. We could submit it.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Just all right. Yep.
Trevor and Everett, BFF.
Yeah. Not sure that'll fit, but I'll submit it.
I'm still a little woozy.
Okay. I'll submit it, and if you have any issues.
Treverit. Treverit? Will Treverit fit?
Treverit will fit.
Okay. Treverit it is.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's submitted.
Bump.
Yeah, fist bump.
Sticky fist.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you got me. Stuck right on there. Now my knuckles are covered in beeswax. But... So let's get you to sign right here on the paper.
I'll sign anything.
Perfect. All right. Well, I hope you enjoy your new Volkswagen Jetta, and give me a call if you're ever in town. You know, we're gonna be closed tomorrow. Doing some light construction, removing that sign. But
yeah. I mean, you gotta block off the entryway.
Yeah. So absolutely.
So no one's getting in or out.
Shut down the street.
Yep. Shut down the street. Redirect traffic. I got a roundabout going. All sorts of detours.
Yep. But after that, we should be golden.
Yeah.
Like that honey.
Honey it up, man. All right. Live the life. Live your dream. Don't let your thumb cramp.
Oh, man.
All right. T-R-E-V-O-R? Trevor?
I don't know. I was going to look it up after.
T-R-E-V-E.
I'm sure it's very close.
O-R-E-V-E-R-E-T. There's a lot of similar letters there. It was very quick. I don't think I've heard the name Everett too often.
So there's two T's in Everett, one T in Trevor, one R in each, two E's in Everett, one E in Trevor, one V in each, and there's two R's in Trevor, sorry. One R in Everett and no O in Everett. Unless you spell it Everett like an O Everett. Instead of the E, yeah.
Or Trevor with an E.
Yeah. That's true. Let's do it that way. That way we're even closer.
Yeah.
Boom. There's just one extra T and one less R.
So close.
Although I don't think you spell Trevor with an E.
Hey, you can spell any name however you want.
Yeah, it's spelled...
That's the beauty of names.
It's spelled just like Bob, but it's pronounced Veronica.
Yeah, it's pronounced Vermont.
Vermont.
Vermontica.
Oh, I gotta try and get Mrs. Claus to sign off on that if we ever have another kid.
Vermontica.
That's such a nice ring to it.
Vermontica, Vermontica.
America, is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep. Man, so I had this car salesman.
Oh, yeah, we got time for a story.
Yeah, a quick one. Just because this one peeved me off so bad. Like, he goes, hey, hi, my hey, how's it going? How can I help you today? I'm like, oh, I'm looking for a car, blah, 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 standard car dealer shtick, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, call me Bubba. I'm Bubba. And I was like, he gave me his first name, which I'm not going to say, but say it was like Everett.
You know, everybody probably knows him as Bubba.
Yeah, but that's okay. And I was just
that's
like...
That's okay, because Bubba?
And,
really?
And so I said, well, anyways, John, like, or Everett, whatever his name was, I'm really just like looking for this. And he's like, please call me Bubba. And I was like, okay. So John, what I was looking for was, I'm not calling a grown man Bubba. especially when I'm buying a car from.
This guy pissed you off because he wanted you to call him by his preferred name.
Well, he was just, so insistent on it, and I was I'm clearly not comfortable.
And you know, it's, one of those things to try and, make you feel better about the sale. Kind of gimmicky.
Listen, dude, I wouldn't let the guy who plumbs my house, I wouldn't call him Bubba. Too much professional respect. Bubba's like a clown that I hire for a kid's party. Yeah. Or the guy who's...
I got plenty of respect for Bubba's.
Yeah, I mean, the guy who was half the inspiration for Bubba Gump Shrimp. That's fine. Or, yeah. I don't know.
Bubba Hotep.
Oh, yeah. Bubba Hotep. That fucking movie.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
That was a weird movie. Right up there with the Tetherball Experience.
Yeah, a life changer there. Yeah.
Tetherball 1, Tetherball 2, Tetherball 3. All three of them were great.
Yeah. Tetherball 4,
Revenge of the
Tether Harder.
Revenge of the Tether.
Yeah. Tethered Together.
Tether Forever.
Yeah. Step Up to the Ball.
Revenge of the Ball.
Yeah. Return of the Tether.
And then there was that one that was released in Asia where instead of balls, they used eggs. So every time they smacked it, it cracked open.
Sounds like a very one-sided game, just throwing eggs at each other on a rope.
No, you had to be gentle.
Gentle. Oh, the gentle style.
Yeah. Bubba.
Bubba. All right, Bubba. So I'm so glad you could join us for this episode. That was Car Salesman. Or do you want to end it? Yeah. I should have asked.
Oh, do you want to?
Do we have an advertiser?
Yeah. Yeah. The fucking sore thumb loser.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Our gift voucher holder is...
Which we better get.
Yeah, we better get one. Because I'm going to hold it against you if I don't. Yeah. And we're never going to mention your name again on this podcast.
Jake. Well, we didn't do it on this episode. Yeah. We did it on the warm-up.
Yeah, we're not sure if there's a quantity limit.
Jake. Is that enough?
Gotta be.
Yeah. So anyways, if you know, we don't get the gift voucher, we're going to put all your valuable information out on the podcast.
Yep, including your phone number,
address.
Yep. First and last name.
Date of birth.
Yep.
Facebook page.
Which we know now.
Yep. Thanks for making it super clear yeah. Or clarifying.
Said it
all
times. 8 times.
Yeah. What a dupe.
What's my birthday? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Too bad you don't have a publication where you can reach out to millions of people at a whim.
Yeah.
Sucker.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Not Now Podcast. I hope you listen in next week when we do something that we haven't thought of yet.
Yeah. Ball pits against alligators.
Yeah. Or ham sandwiches versus Goliath.
Or rare opportunities to become the most well-known tetherball champion ever.
Versus traumatic injuries.
Big boy pants. Or big boy chair.
Big boy chair versus
chocolate milk.
Bumper to bumper bargain hut.
That's going to be another design. Okay.
Well, thanks so much for listening to Not Now Podcast.
We'd also like to thank our sponsors, beginning with the K Sounds, Costco,
Kojak,
Kmart,
Coop Dog,
and Costco.
And if you like this podcast, you can listen to it on your favorite podcasting device or app. You can also leave us a rating review if you like the show. If you don't like the show, you can email us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com. Any mail is well invited.
Yeah, exactly. Even if you hate the show, if you hate everything about it, please just email us.
Feedback is necessary.
Exactly.
Oh.
Not necessary, but approved upon.
Yeah.
We want it.
Also, for season 4, we were definitely hoping to get some sort of emails. We're hoping to read them live during season 5, which I guess isn't really live for an email, but if you want to send us an email, we will read it on air season 5.
Yes, please send us an email. We'll read it. And if you don't get read,
Just know that you weren't good enough.
Yeah, tough titties.